Overview. The 2019 Smart EQ 4.2 Coupe is the ultimate city slicker, a pint-sized electric warrior perfect for nipping through traffic and slotting into those impossibly tight parking spots. Discontinued after 2019, this strictly two-seater EV was all about urban agility. While new ones are long gone, you can snag a used model for around $7,498 in the U.S. Its tiny footprint and electric heart make it a unique, if niche, proposition for eco-conscious city dwellers who prioritize maneuverability above all else. It's a real head-turner, that's for sure. What's new for 2019? For 2019, Smart fully committed to an all-electric lineup in North America, meaning the EQ 4.2 Coupe waved goodbye to its gasoline-powered twin. This was the final model year for this generation before Smart exited the U.S. market. So, rather than a raft of new features, 2019 largely represented a continuation of the electric formula established a couple of years prior. Think of it as the swan song for this charmingly compact EV on American shores, solidifying its place as a quirky, zero-emission city car. Design and exterior. The 2019 Smart EQ 4.2 Coupe is instantly recognizable with its super short, almost toy-like design. It's a proper two-box shape, often featuring a contrasting Tritéon safety cell for a funky two-tone look. Measuring just 106.1 inches long, 65.5 inches wide, no mirrors, and 61.2 inches tall, it's built to conquer the urban jungle. Standard alloy wheels and distinctive headlamps complete the cheeky aesthetic. It's less about aggressive styling and more about being unapologetically small and clever, a true design icon in its own right. Interior, tech, and cargo. Inside the EQ 4.2, it's cozy for two, with a surprisingly airy feel thanks to the upright design. Materials are generally cheerful and durable, fitting its city car brief. You won't find a frunk, but the trunk offers 9.2 cubic feet of space, expanding to 12.4 cubic feet with the passenger seat presumably folded, though it's still snug. Tech was fairly basic. U.S. models often came with a 7-inch touchscreen media system, but don't expect cutting-edge infotainment. It's functional, with Bluetooth, but Apple CarPlay and Android Auto weren't always standard fare. Performance and driving experience. Don't expect blistering pace, but the EQ 4.2 is zippy where it counts. It's rear-mounted, 60 kilowatt, around 80 horsepower, permanent magnet synchronous motor delivers 118 pound-feet of torque instantly to the rear wheels, making 0 to 60 mph happen in a leisurely 11.1 seconds. Top speed is a city-sensible 81 miles per hour. The real party trick is its incredible turning circle. U-turns are a dawdle. Ride comfort is decent for such a short wheelbase, and regenerative braking helps claw back some energy. It's a fun, engaging drive in its element, bustling city streets. Range, battery, and charging. The 2019 Smart EQ 4.2 Coupe packs a 16.7 kilowatt-hour usable battery, giving a green car's compare calculated real-world range of about 65 miles, strictly for city hops. Efficiency is decent at 3.89 mile per kilowatt. Charging is via a Type 1 J1772 port. With its standard 7.2 kilowatt onboard AC charger, you can expect a full top-up from empty in around 2.5 to 3 hours. Unfortunately, DC fast charging isn't on the menu for this little guy, so longer trips require careful planning around AC spots. Safety and driver assistance features. For such a tiny car, the Smart EQ 4.2 Coupe boasts a surprisingly robust Tritéon safety cell. While specific NHTSA ratings for the 2019 EV are sparse, it did achieve a 4-star rating from Euro NCAP. Standard safety kit included cross wind assist, which is pretty trick for a car this small and light. You also got the usual airbags and stability control. Advanced driver assistance systems like adaptive cruise or comprehensive lane keeping weren't really its forte. The focus was more on fundamental safety and urban maneuverability. Warranty and maintenance coverage. When new, the Smart EQ 4.2 Coupe typically came with a 4-year, 50,000-mile basic limited warranty, which was pretty standard. The crucial high-voltage battery was generally covered for a more reassuring 8 years, or 62,000 miles, 100,000 kilometers, against defects and significant degradation. Powertrain coverage often mirrored the basic warranty. As an EV, maintenance is simpler than a gas car, no oil changes. However, for used examples, checking battery health is key, as warranty coverage might be nearing its end or expired depending on the car's age.